This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love that the president is saying, hey, let Mueller release his report. Let's see the report. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Let's see the report. Because you know what this report's going to show? Bupkis. I mean, Mueller has coerced. He has done things that you would never believe should be happening in America in order to try to create a case against Donald Trump. And after a year and a half plus, he's got absolutely freaking nothing. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. So he put the squeeze on Mike Flynn, nothing. He put the squeeze on, was this guy, some low-level Page guy, nothing. By the way, what happened to Carter Page? Remember, he came back, they recycled him, nothing. Now they got Michael Cohen. They're putting the squeeze on him. And as I said earlier in the broadcast, this is reading from this. Neither the bank suffered any loss in the matter, according to the Times. The report noted that usually harm of some sort is important in bank fraud cases. So we have a case against Cohen where no fraud exists. They said, indeed, it's much easier to show a jury that a financial crime has been committed when someone has actually lost money. The left are so desperate, even though there's been no money lost by the banks that Cohen got his loans from, they're saying, no, Cohen's problem is he misstated the value of his taxi medallions when he was securing the loan. Okay, well, let's say that he did. Isn't it arbitrary? What if Cohen had a letter from Donald Trump that said, I'll give you $1 million for these taxi medallions? Because Cohen, just so you guys have some context, he says, in putting together his assets, he says, I think my taxi medallions that my family owns are worth $1 million. Maybe the going rate the last time they bid on them was $600,000, but they appreciate. They could have gone up, they could have gone down. What is it worth? It's worth whatever you can get at the time of the sale. It's a guesstimate. But you know what they're doing with his guesstimate? They're saying he committed bank fraud. Now, how did he commit bank fraud? Did the bank lose money? Did investors lose money? Did anything happen? The answer is no. Does that tell you the level of desperation these guys are at?
How sad is that we live at a time where somebody's trying to essentially frame Cohen? And again, I don't know. If all Cohen did was misrepresent the value of his assets, but there is no fraud, I don't see a case here. And so this thing goes on to say that Mueller is looking to use this as leverage against him so he could turn state's evidence on Trump. So again, I say to myself, why do we allow this? How could we possibly do something where we say, okay, well, if you'll give us something against your boss, your client, then we'll let you go on a fabricated case because there is no case. How do we let this happen in America? I'm glad you guys are here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We try to figure these things out together. I don't have an answer except to say this is part of the witch hunt. Here's what this article goes on to say. Still, Cohen may not want to take the risk of facing criminal charges even if he has a chance of winning, in which case he would end up cutting a deal with prosecutors. In recent months, Cohen has appeared more willing to come forward regarding his dealings with President Trump. Any dirt he might have could be a strong enough bargaining chip to keep him from facing serious criminal charges. I mean, you would think we've got a low-level drug dealer and they're trying to fish their way up to the guy who's, you know, running the criminal enterprise. Hey, if you want to go that route, Mueller, I have a suggestion for you. Why don't you start with some of Hillary Clinton's underlings and see where that leads you? Are you getting a sense of how justice occurs on the left? I mean, these are the things that's been claimed by black folks that used to be done to us. And by the way, I agree it did happen. I have an uncle who he went to prison. Get this. He went to prison because he was out hunting, and he happened upon the mayor of the town and his secretary having sex in this excluded, you know, exclusive area, because he's out in the boonies, right? And he's a black man in the 1950s who happens upon this couple, you know, the mayor and his girlfriend, and the mayor then tries to kill him, and he kills the mayor. And the girlfriend, who says, you know, I mean, she says, oh, no, he shot the mayor, you know, so because he's a black guy in the 1950s going against these two white folks, and she doesn't want this illicit thing going on. So she says, no, he killed the mayor. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So he goes to prison. My uncle, great-great-uncle, whatever, he's a great-uncle or something, he goes to prison. He was like in his 30s, goes to prison for many, many years, gets out, and he dies 2 weeks after he gets out of prison. And look, everybody in the town knew that my uncle was a good guy. He would only have killed this man if it had been his own life in danger. And that's the only reason why he did it. He had no other reason to kill him. No robbery, no rape of the woman, no nothing, just wrong place at the wrong time. And the mayor tries to kill him because he could have gotten away with it. There you go. Miscarriage of justice. And look, this is a modern day version of that. Cohen, wrong place, wrong time. Mueller, need somebody to make a case. Trump is saying, show the evidence. File your report. Do whatever you need to do. So they can try to squeeze him. But you know what a lot of people are looking at? So where do we draw the line? I thought there was attorney-client privilege. I thought that his information given to his attorney could not be used under any circumstances. And in particular, when the case has nothing to do with Donald Trump. His attorney didn't have anything to do with Russia. Well, what would it possibly vet out? Okay, for the sake of discussion, let's say Donald Trump, because they're saying Trump paid these women with campaign money. Do you believe that? I mean, Trump's a billionaire. If he did pay with campaign money, he says, well, it turns out that I'm the one that gave $20 million to my campaign. Or, no, it wasn't a campaign loan. He accidentally took it out of this account or whatever. For Trump to want to pay some, you know, chick off, I don't think he'd do it with his campaign funds. I think there's many clever ways that a guy that's a billionaire knows how to pay people off, even though I don't think it happened anyway. Lots to talk about. Crazy stuff in the news. Keep it here, folks. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. And stay away from those gators.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
In what I would describe as a tragic story, a gator killed a woman. You've probably heard this story. And the circumstances just, they floor me. Because, look, I understand how people feel about their pets. I really do. And some people look at them as their kids. I understand that. But there are certain circumstances where it's hopeless. The story reads, a woman who was killed after an alligator dragged her into a golf course lagoon in South Carolina was trying to protect her pet border collie during their daily walk. 45-year-old Cassandra Klein. The lagoon was across the street from her vacation home in a private resort on Hilton Head Island. Beaufort County Sheriff's Office received a call about 9:30 a.m. about a possible gator attack near a lagoon in the Sea Pines Plantation resort community where Klein was vacationing. Officers arrived and discovered the woman's body inside the lagoon. According to witnesses, Klein was walking her dog when an alligator about 8 feet long attacked and pulled her into the water. Security staff also viewed surveillance video of the attack. Whew. That had to be horrific to see. there's a lot of things that I think about with this. And again, look, I'm a humorist. It's easy to make fun and go, yeah, it is. You can tell when white people get killed because it is a white people kill scenario. Black people, for the most part, don't get killed over their pets. Just saying. Look, I love my boy Buster, but if an alligator attacks, see ya, Buster. You know, if it's a choice between me and Buster, Buster's going down. And I know, you know, it may seem heartless, but one of us has a future. You know what I mean? And I don't understand this. You know, look, I feel sorry for this woman. And get this, she's vacationing. It isn't like, you know, everybody knows the perils. When you go to South Carolina, you're in Florida or whatever. I'll be honest, I treat almost all water as if it has sharks and gators in it. I was with some friends not long ago and on the lake, and I'm in the water, but I'm like, okay, I'm in the water closest to the boat. And there are other people's little feet are going around. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I knew there's nothing in there. Because if there's a chance that there's a gator or a shark or something, like if it's an upstream river where bull sharks can swim upstream, I'm not getting in that water. I'm not water skiing. I'm not tubing. I'm not canoeing. I'm not doing anything. And call me a chicken. Call me whatever you want, but I'm not going to be shark food or gator food. And if it's a choice between, now, if it's my kid, me and the gator got to go to blows. But my dog or my cat or my pet hamster or chicken or whatever you may need to soothe your little selves, these leftists, no, I'm sorry. Done deal. Maybe I'm heartless. He says she was walking a dog near the lagoon. The alligator came out of the water and tried to get the dog. The lady tried to rescue the dog, and a maintenance worker ran over to help. But by that time, the gator had dragged her in. And to be honest, I don't know whether she drowned or she died of her wounds. But apparently there was a guy right there who came to help. Probably called 911, so I don't know whether she... Because, you know, gators will drown their prey, and then they eat them later. They tuck them under a branch, and they let them decay, and then they eat them. But in this case, maybe the gator was just making a point. You know, it's you or the dog, and you chose wrong, lady. I don't want to appear heartless, but wow, what a story. And here's another one that I find interesting. And it's kind of another, what I call a leftist conundrum, because... While I don't care what a person does for a living, I believe that there is a level of decorum that is expected. And an educator, a teacher who pole dances probably flirts that line a bit, don't you think? I'm not trying to be sanctimonious. I know there are single moms out there trying to make a living doing this, you know, let's say teaching or accounting or whatever they may be doing, and say, you know what? This doesn't pay the bills. I'm going to go pole dance as a sideline. Look, it's sad to say there are many women who do much worse with their bodies in order to pay the bills. So you could do worse than pole dancing, but do you want an educator to be a pole dancer? Do you want the people teaching your kids to be a pole dancer? Or let's make it non-sexist. Do you want your son's or daughter's teacher to be a chip, you know, like a male stripper in the evenings at bachelor parties and then come back and teach the next day? And let's face it, no harm, no foul if you don't know. You figure, okay, this person goes in, they teach math or social studies, and then by evening they pay their bill, they augment their income. So it's easily you can compartmentalize one versus the other, but then does it speak to their morality? Or does it speak to a level of desperation? You see, it's not just black and white. I don't think it is. So a video surfaces of this woman working at her part-time job as a pole dance instructor. So somebody reported her. Candace Mason said that she posted a video of her dancing to her private Facebook page, which she said was somehow leaked to the Hoke County Public Schools. So she's got a detractor. She's got somebody that doesn't like her, probably doesn't like her body, probably a feminist. She says, I've worked so hard to try and make sure I can provide for my daughters and our livelihood to have it jeopardized for just doing something I'm passionate about. He said the school suspended her for violating a policy in which employees are to act as role models, are responsible for their public conduct, and even when they're not performing their job duties as employees of the school system. So she's caught in that trap of, you know, what can I do when I'm a public servant, but I need to get my bills paid? And of course, the argument by the left would be, well, she needs more money as a teacher and she wouldn't have to do it. Well, or maybe she could live within her means, or maybe she should get child support from the father. I mean, there's a lot of things we can consider. Does it become our responsibility? And but it goes back to, what is considered decorum? You know, is pole dancing one of those things? I mean, what else could she have done that she could have been fired for? I don't have these answers, by the way. I'm posing these to you. I'd love to get your feedback. KJRadio.com or 844-551-8255. I personally think education is so bad that I don't want the wrong people influencing my children. Because, you know, we've got people now saying, let's teach kids how to put condoms on bananas in the second grade. And we've got a lot of sexualization of young kids in school now because it's kind of a free-for-all in the public school system. So I'm of the mindset to say, you know what, we do need to draw the line here. But I'm also of the mindset that says, you're a free person, free to do whatever you choose to do. Now, that being said, should you not be an educator if you want to be a pole dancer? I don't have the answer. I'm asking you. What do you think? I think it's an interesting quandary for everybody. She is suspended with pay pending an investigation, but they won't give us any further details. I'd like to know how this shakes out and what people's views are. I'm sure I'll get some feedback on Facebook because I'll be honest, I'm kind of torn on this one, even though, don't misunderstand me, I don't want people educating my kids who look so easily over the idea of pole dancing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders conducted her 100th formal press briefing. And with everything going on, it was quite the busy press briefing today. Sanders was asked about Paul Manafort and the president possibly pardoning him.
The only comment that the president has made on this was when he was asked by a news outlet earlier this week, and he said no, he was not considering that. Well, beyond that, there have been no other discussions.
That was before Paul Manafort was convicted on 8 of the 18 counts. At the time when the president was asked that, so I'm asking now, now that he's been convicted on those counts.
And I'm answering you now that there have been no discussions at the White House on that matter.
Today, President Trump sat down with Fox & Friends co-host Ainsley Earhart. The president was asked about payments made to Michael Cohen.
I tweeted about the payments, but they didn't come out of campaign.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Janine, are you buying Andrew Cuomo backtracking today, telling reporters that, quote, America is great, it's always been great? You know, he's saying he, when he made that off-the-cuff comment, it was about policies that don't help women. Is all of this too little too late?
I agree with Eric, and Andrew Cuomo is a joke. His comments are utterly despicable, Liz. And let me tell you, his comments are right up there with failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton when she called Trump supporters deplorables. I think if anything with Colbert, he's trying to send Cuomo a message. Don't do what Hillary, especially considering that he's running for a third term and possibly for the presidential campaign in 2020. But clearly he didn't learn much from his father, who did think that America was great, and that he learned that from his parents and from his grandparents.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Denise never answered the question, which was asked by Liz. What do you think of Cuomo trying to walk back his comments? And the fact is, you can't walk that back. There is no walking back. I think America was never great, and here's why. Oh, no, what I meant to say was, and then Cuomo described it as inartful. He can't even give you an apology that makes sense. It's inartful. What, was it meant to be artistic? Glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, the Democrats tell you who they are. They hate this country. And he went on to tell you, oh, it's because of the women's rights and all that. We talked about it the other day. I'm not going to rehash that. I want to talk about the aftermath right now. Now, there was one other guy I want to play, a guy named Schiffer. He commented on Cuomo as well. So let's listen to that.
Let's take it up with the political panel, Fox News contributor Jeanine Varelli and Washington Times contributor Eric Schiff. Great to see you guys. Hey, Eric, you know, Colbert was pretty withering there.
He was, and I think for good reason. The kind of statement that Cuomo made shows you why he will likely never be president of the United States. I mean, tell that to that America was never great. Tell it to the men and women who built this great country, the great economy in the world that we have, the top economy. Tell that to those who helped to build United States' military and who helped to send people to the moon. And so, you know, I think there are many people that would say that Andrew Cuomo was never great. And this is the exact reason why Democrats are going to have a real hard time, I think, in November, because their underlying premise has to be that the economy is not good. And it's like saying that there's no sun, that the sun doesn't exist and that the earth doesn't exist. And we have a great economy today. And to say it's bad and to say America isn't great is laughable. And it will come. It's going to hurt them, frankly, in a big way, I think.
He has some interesting analogies. It's to say that the sun does not shine. Oh, my gosh. He says Cuomo likely will never be president. Let me explain something to you, folks. Cuomo will never be president. Never. Before this comment, and certainly after it. This is a comment that will haunt him forever. It is like Michelle Obama's. For the first time in my adult life, I'm proud to be an American. Run on that. Because I'm going to tell you, if I'm running against you, that's what I'm going to run. I will tell people, in spite of everything this country has done badly, from slavery to whatever ill that we have created around the world, I know for a fact this is the best country in the world. We are the only country that rights our wrongs, and we work diligently towards that, and it isn't progressivism that does it. It is people who have a belief in God Almighty who have changed this country and this world the most. And I'm talking Christians, Jews and Christians. I'm not talking Muslims. No offense to you guys out there that want to worship Islam, but I'm not talking that. Christians and Jews have righted the wrongs of the world wherever they live. They've tolerated much, they've gone through much, and they've come out on top because God looks on us favorably. You can digest that any way you want. Kevin, that's controversial radio. Well, it isn't to me. It's fact-based radio. President Trump, they say, whacked New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for suggesting America was never great at an event honoring Border Patrol agents. Any politician, Trump quotes, who puts criminal aliens before American citizens should find a new line of work because it's not going to work. Any politician who gets up and says that our country was never great, you heard that. I think that's the end of that career. Well, if it isn't, it should be. And Donald Trump is saying, hey, America, if you want to go with leftism, you want to go this so-called progressivism, go for it. Because this is what they think of you. You Border Patrol agents, they see you as bad guys. ICE agents. There was an ICE agent, this ICE guy, that the guy that ICE caught who was taking his pregnant woman to the hospital. He's a murderer. And the news reports it is, they stripped a man from his baby. Yeah, they stripped a murderer who's over in this country illegally from his baby. But what did he strip? Who did he strip of their rights? This murderer. It's unbelievable. America was never great. And then he said his comment was inartful. Yeah, inartful. Then he tried to push it back on Donald Trump. Oh, Donald Trump, the people know who you are in New York, and they're seeing you in that fine line of work. Let me tell you something. New Yorkers and everybody else know the fine line of work that Donald Trump's doing. And let me tell you something. Here's the worst news ever for Democrats. When black folks stop listening to them, it's over. They can go to Latinos. They can go to Muslims. They can go to Guatemalan midgets. When black people start going, you need to shut up, Andrew Cuomo, Donald Trump's doing a great job. When they start getting shouted down in places, when black folks start going, whoa, what is this? Huh? You know, looking around and the other blacks are going, y'all need to leave Donald Trump alone and blah, blah, blah. And suddenly half the audience is now Trumpers. I'm not talking 10, 15%. Remember we used to talk in those kind of numbers? Oh, if we could just get the black vote to 15%, 17%, whatever. How about 36? How about 42? How about 57? It's not out of the realm of possibility. See, what you're witnessing, folks, is S-curve marketing. I told you this before. Something takes shape in 2 years, you know, starts to gets 2% of traction. Within 7 years, it's adopted at almost 90%. If Trump gets his traction now, by the end of his presidency in the second term, black folks could very well be well above 50% in support of him. You'll look at me and go, Kevin, you're lying, man. It's not going to happen. It's not a possibility. I'm telling you, it is a possibility, and I bet you it'll be a reality. I bet you by the end of Donald Trump's term, I know, pay attention, document this show so you know the date that I said it. Donald Trump will be over 50% with blacks. I said it here. He's going to put projects together that wake black folks already is. If anybody had said at any poll during the time of Donald Trump's presidency that he would be over 20% with blacks, I guarantee you there's hardly a person among you that wouldn't have said, Kevin, you are so full of it. Now, and others would have said, Kevin, we don't really need that many. You know, if we could just get into double digits. Well, you're into double digits. And now you're firmly into double digits. But if you said to me there's going to be a poll that said 36% of blacks now agree with the Trump, with the President Trump, people would have said I was losing my mind. And yet that's where we are. So explain to me how the left go, oh, well, we've got all these polls that show Donald Trump is dropping. Okay, well, he's not dropping with blacks. I'm not going to speak for women, certainly millennial women or any other group, but I don't think he's dropping that much with women. I certainly don't believe that he's losing, you know, Republicans going over to Democrat. I think this is probably the highest marks of a president with respect to his own party since Reagan. And I'm just guessing here. So where is he losing? Democrats, I played you guys a clip of a guy who talked about Democrats are out fundraising, Republicans, Democrats have an enthusiasm gap, etc. How can Democrats have an enthusiasm gap when black folks, let's say that poll is statistically plus or minus 4%, and it's not 36% of blacks, it's only 32. Let's say it's only 28. 28% of blacks favoring Donald Trump is DEFCON 1 for the Democrats. Everybody knows this. So how are you going to sit there calm about this? The same way you did with Hillary Clinton? The same way Donald Trump will never be president? The Republicans will never maintain the House. How could they possibly? They will never do it. There's a blue wave. People don't like Donald Trump. They don't like his policies, yet everybody wants to run with him. Everybody wants to be him. Every girl wants to be with him. Yeah. So he could grab him by the front hole. Did you hear me talk about that earlier? That's what they call the new female genitalia. They call it the front hole. Yeah, we know who you are, all right, Cuomo. One of the guys seized on Cuomo is he's doing a hat that says something about the Cuomo thing, and he says he'll quit selling the hat if Cuomo officially apologizes. Let's see if that
happens. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Thank you for laughing at this stuff so far. I gotta say, thank you. Because most of you are laughing. I don't know if everybody's laughing, but most of you are laughing. That's good enough. Seriously, because there was like a point where I was like, everybody's gotta laugh or I failed. I don't feel that way anymore. Most is fine. It's been ruined because I already know not everybody thinks I'm funny. You know, my last girlfriend, or as I like to call her, the Xbox. Yes, we're gonna talk about her. Because all she did was complain about my sick sense of humor. Well, you know what? There's stuff about her I didn't care for. She was so noisy all the time and bulimic, right? So I was always going, honey, keep it down. And that ain't cool. The fact that she was bulimic shows how selfish she was, because she wanted to eat her cake and have it too. And you can't do that. Alright, you're a smart crowd, that's good. She was an idiot. She was. Intelligence is key, and she was locked up. It was really sad. I wish it could have been different. I remember one night we're watching Dr. Doolittle Part 2. Three-fourths of the way into the film, there's a scene where Eddie Murphy's getting sued, so his wife in the flick's going to be his lawyer. She looks at me and goes, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. They would never let your spouse represent you in a court of law. This movie's ridiculous. And I'm like, there have been animals talking.
Stupid people. I have a bias. I have a prejudice. Dare I say I'm racist against stupid people. I don't care what color they are. If you're stupid, I'm a racist. Look at you, stupid white boy. You stupid black dude. Stupid Latino. Doesn't matter. I'm just totally racist against stupidity. Is that, can I be racist against stupidity? Is that okay? My producers say it's okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. I think socialist Ocasio-Cortez, I believe she's very stupid. In fact, I don't believe it. I know it. And I know you know it. It's not a secret from anybody. The person that the Democrats call the future of the Democratic Party is an idiot. She's got a paper trail that would lend itself to not being an idiot. But if you know my take on education, they would take somebody like her. They would just rifle her through. They don't care. Harvard, you know, Yale, they would go, oh, no, no, let her get through because she will be a great representative of everything that we stand for as progressives. Somebody who didn't have to study, didn't have to work hard. We just liked her. We liked her energy. We see great potential for her. And wherever she gets placed, they're not going to need her expertise. They got white people there. They got people that are smart. Yeah, I'm trying to bait some liberals. But yeah, they got people that are smart that'll, you know, they'll take up for, that'll give her lots of excuses, that will even do the work for her, get interns or other people to do the work and pretend that she's brilliant. And they're just going to march her along. And that's exactly what you're witnessing with Ocasio-Cortez, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She refused to allow the media in her recent campaign town halls in her congressional district. And her rationale was, well, I only want the people there that I represent. Well, what if the media happens to be somebody that is from her district? Does that matter? I went on TV to argue that why did they do this? And I said, she did this because she's dumb. She doesn't want you to know that she's dumb. It's the very same reason that Barack Obama won't show you his grades. Now, many of you listen to the program, you're like, Kevin, you always are focused on Barack Obama's grades. You're doggone right I am. Because it proves my point. I told you guys, I don't have to know that Donald Trump must have been brilliant in college. And you say, Kevin, how can you say that about Donald Trump? Because if Donald Trump's grades sucked, you'd know it. Oh, the left would make sure you were aware. He was dumb. He got into Wharton because of his daddy. And it was the reason that he graduated is because his daddy gave a big endowment to Wharton. But no, Donald Trump went to Wharton. Blue collar, you know, millionaire's kid. By the way, not a story unknown in many colleges and universities, certainly those of that caliber. And he came out and became a billionaire. And they tell you he's lucky. He's a horrible person and he's, you know, done all these bad things and that's why he did it. It's because they couldn't do it. If Donald Trump got through Wharton on anything other than his ability, you would know it. You'd know the stories to the point of ad nauseum. But what you don't know is how Barack Obama got through Columbia and Harvard, got accepted to either one. You don't know any of his story because that Negro is stupid to his rotten core. Oh, he shows well. You ever met somebody stupid, but they seemed intelligent, and it was you would go to lift something heavy, light, and it's heavy. You're like, what? Because somebody looks and tells you, like, oh man, hey Bill, it's good to meet you. You know, he seems competent, and then every time you see him, you're like, that was the most silly thing. Maybe you worked with him on a committee, and he always said the most stupid things. They sounded intelligent. You know, like you're doing a fun drive, and Bill says, well, listen up. Why don't we have this thing at the beach? You know, there's a very secluded beach. We could have this thing out at that secluded beach. Wouldn't that be a great place for this fundraiser? And people are going, the bill. There's no foot traffic. We're trying to sell hot dogs. You know, it's a secluded beach. A handful of people. It's also nude. You know? Yeah, yeah, but, you know, I'm just saying. And you're going, but Bill, we're just saying that's a stupid idea. But it comes off. Bill tries to make it sound intelligent. That's the way I see Obama. He's just trying to make things look intelligent. And that is certainly the way I see Ocasio. Let me put it this way. Ocasio-Cortez is so stupid. Even Barack Obama would not endorse her. She was the winner. Barack Obama is saying, oh, no, no, no. You're not trapping me with that one. Barack Obama's like, I may be stupid, but I ain't that stupid. He will not endorse this woman. Good for him. Reporters were banned from a gathering in Corona, Queens, and another event in the Bronx because Ocasio didn't want anybody to see how stupid she is. She beat Joe Crowley in the Democratic primary, didn't want reporters at her community events because she says they asked too many questions at another gathering. Her campaign manager said she was mobbed by the media at an event early last week. Enough, though, we said no Q&A, even though we said no Q&A, and no one-on-one interviews. So they wanted no Q&A, no one-on-one interviews. They just wanted them to listen to her with prepared talking points. Because let me tell you, if they let this girl loose and they get to do Q&A or they get to do one-on-ones, you will find out that this woman is more stupid than the last president of the United States, Barack Obama. And that's tough to be. Now, I know I heard a lot of liberals and leftist feelings when I talk about Barack Obama in this way. And people go, Kevin, you shouldn't, you know, degrade the president in that manner or whatever. He's the former president, number one. And I'm afraid I have to call it like I see it. And even when Barack Obama was president, I told people he's stupid. And I wasn't saying it to be mean or malicious. And I'm certainly not jealous of him. I want no part of his life. I wouldn't want to raise those two daughters of his. Certainly the one, Malia. She's going to be a handful. She's going to be the Omarosa on steroids for some young dude. Or some young girl. Or some young Asian. But, so, whatever she, wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want to be with Michelle. You, really? I wouldn't want to deal with the lie that is Barack Obama, knowing how big of a liar he is in terms of his past and all these other things. I wouldn't want to be him for a second. Be inside of that conflicted brain. Yeah, oh, don't get me wrong. Yeah, he's doing some fun stuff. He's hanging out at Billionaire Island and getting flown around in jets and all this other stuff, dancing on his birthday or Michelle's birthday or whatever, and he's hanging out with whatever. All of it, it's all a front. Because you know what? You have lots of quiet moments with yourself, and you know who you are. When all the party and the glitz and the glamour is gone, and you know who you know nobody would want to be around you. Not many people would want to be around you if they knew who you really were. That's what Barack Obama has to deal with every day. See, we as conservatives, we would accept it. If Barack Obama said, look, guys, I screwed up. I was horrible. I was a bad president. I didn't help people. I stoked race relations. You know, I did the racial divide. I stoked divide between men and women. I stoked divide between, church-going Americans and Islamic. You know, I did it all. I was wrong. You know, can you guys forgive me? We would be the most forgiving people on the planet. But can't do that with leftists. Leftists do not forgive.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.